City of Anaheim asks Gavin Newsom to reopen Disney after $100 million shortfall. By Joel B. Polak on September 16, 2020. The city government of Anaheim, California, has asked Governor Gavin Newsom to issue regulations that allow Disneyland and other theme parks to reopen after the lack of commerce brought a $100 million shortfall to public coffers. California's theme parks have been closed since coronavirus restrictions began in March. While Florida's Disney World reopened in July, its counterpart in California has remained closed, affecting the local economy throughout the region. The Orange County Register reported. The city of Anaheim joined California theme parks in urging the state to issue COVID-19 guidelines that will let the major tourist destinations reopen. About half of the city's general fund budget comes from revenue tied to businesses around Disneyland and the Anaheim Convention Center. Anaheim faces a $100 million budget deficit as a result of the extended coronavirus closures, according to Leister. Theme parks have been left waiting on the sidelines while other segments of the California economy have reopened under Newsom's four-tier blueprint for a safer economy. Beaches are open, museums are open, zoos are open, and most of SeaWorld in San Diego is open, city spokesperson Mike Leister said. There does not seem to be a lot of consistency there. California saw record low coronavirus rates over the past week, with cases falling throughout the state. The state has been slow to reopen its economy after an initial round of reopening in late spring coincided with a surge in coronavirus cases, as well as Black Lives Matter protests and riots that saw large crowds of people gathering in urban areas. Joel B. Polak is senior editor at large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.